Leo Gallen, you're welcome to Highland Saturday Sports. It's a big period coming up for you in your boxing career. I'm sure you're very excited now to be heading away to the European Youth Championships.
Yeah, I cannot wait now here to get out again. Obviously, to get a taste of it last year, I'm even hungrier and more excited to go out this year and hopefully improve from what I had last year.
Yeah. We'll just go back to last year. A bronze medal at the European Juniors. Are you looking sort of to repeat that performance this time around and medal again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wasn't happy with the bronze last year, believe it or not. So I'm going back this year even hungrier and I want more than I had.
Yeah. And you learned a lot last year as well, didn't you?
Oh, definitely. I've never experienced anything like that before. So obviously I had the taste of it now and I know what it's like. So I know what to expect whenever to go out to these European Championships.
Yeah, because it's a very, very high level of boxing, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Now you have the best of all over the world there. It's a different thing, kettle of fish altogether. Like.
Yeah. And I remember talking to you the night Jason Quigley came back in the Villa Rose, and you told me that night that you were disappointed with the bronze medal. So have a situation like that and been part of it and meddling, is it hard to get to a satisfactory stage?
Yeah, it is, to be honest. I've actually never come out of the ring happy yet, and it's just always, I'm always hungrier for more and more, and in boxing you always want more than you have, and you have to be that way. You have to set goals and ambitions, and until you reach that, and when you do reach it, you always have a bigger and better thing at the end of it again.
Yeah. This year, you were the Irish under-18 welterweight champion, and it was your fifth Irish title, if I'm correct in saying, Leah. So your prep for these championships has been going good.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, this year as well, I moved up to 3 3-minute rounds, so the training has increased and the amount of times a day and everything, so I've really pumped up the training this weather. So
yeah. And what way have you increased your training?
Just training, you know, two or three times a day. Running more, running the mornings, running the day, and then training night time down in the club with my coaches, Jared Keaveney and Gary McCullough.
Yeah, and two men that's very experienced in boxing. They know what they're doing.
Oh, for sure. And I wouldn't be where I am today without them both.
And Leo, obviously, there's big family support there as well when you're boxing and you're going all around the world.
Oh, definitely. Now, my main supporter would be my mother. She takes me everywhere. Like, I wouldn't be here today where I am if it wasn't for her. Other, obviously, she takes me to Dublin every Saturday for my Irish training, and she travels all around the world with me. So I'm very thankful for my family, and my nana and granda and my wee sister's going to Bulgaria with me as well. So I'm very thankful for them.
So you're heading away to Waterford now on Tuesday. What's going to happen at the training camp?
I actually haven't gotten the schedule yet, but we're going down anyway, and it's just to prepare us for the Europeans, you know, make us better and stronger the week before we go out and improve any wee faults we have. So it's going to be a very, very tough week of training, but it needs to be done before we go out.
Yeah, and looking at the European Youth Championships itself, will you be familiar with boxers that have entered this competition as well?
Yeah, I was in camp down in Austria there a few weeks ago during the sparring camp, and there was people girls there from all over the world. So obviously, I seen a few girls there that was in my weight, so I'll be ready for them now in the Europeans. I'm well trained for them now. So
yeah, and you certainly need a bit of luck, do you, when it comes to draws as well in championships?
Oh, for sure. It's the luck of the draw, as they say. Like, you know, you could get the hardest girl. You could get the European champion from last year in your first fight. You know, you just don't know what way it's going to go until you get out there.
Yeah. Just finally then, have you been happy with your prep and your confidence going into the championship?
Yeah, I'm feeling strong now. Obviously, I went up in weight this year as well. So I had to kind of try and build myself up to that weight. But I'm feeling strong now and fit for it and ready to go.
Good stuff. Okay, Leah, many thanks for talking to us today on Sunday Sport. And all we can do is wish you the best with training and obviously in the championships, which get underway on the 2nd of September. The best of luck, Leah.
Thank you very much. Cheers.